أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. And this juncture, Mufassirin explain the great virtues of the Kaaba. It comes in the hadith that first nothing was in existence here, and when Allah Ta'ala intended to create the world, then it was only water. Everything, this whole world, was only water. Then at the place where the Kaaba Sharif is, a bubble appeared there. And then from there, Allah spread out the land in the world, all the continents, the islands, etc. And the world was spread out. So the very first place was the place where the Kaaba is, where the land started. Ulama have mentioned, when a person starts his namaz and is facing the Qibla, and when he says his Allahu Akbar facing the Qibla and consciously, all the barakat of the Kaaba Sharif he receives immediately. So there are so great benefits we can get from the Kaaba, but unfortunately we are very unmindful. When we start our namaz, we don't even think that we are facing. Some of us may in our niyyat be saying facing the Qibla, but it isn't in our heart, and we haven't got the value of the Kaaba Sharif. So that is the place where all this barakat is. Further also, ulama have written, five great anbiya had their hand in the building of the Kaaba Sharif. The first was Adam alayhi salam, after that Nuh alayhi salam, after that Ibrahim alayhi salam, with his son Ismail together, and then finally our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When a person observes the adab and etiquette of the Kaaba, he gets the barakat of all these five anbiya. That is, that when we face the Qibla, which is faraz in namaz, and besides namaz also, when we are making our tilawat, our dhikr, etc., and that we respect the Kaaba when we sleep, or any other time we don't stretch our legs to the Qibla, and also when we in the toilet, our back and face must not be towards the Qibla, then also a person gets all this barakah. Every Nabi made Hajj of Baytullah, and when they came and they made Hajj, their barakat is preserved in the Kaaba Sharif. And whoever enters just by the door of the Haram, if our hearts are open and we have removed our gunas, all that barakat of all the Anbiya we get immediately. But unfortunately we don't prepare in this way, so we go for Hajj Umrah, we go without this barakat, we come back without the barakat also. If we prepare properly, we will get all that barakat. So, and then many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are buried at the Kaaba. In the Mataf, they are buried there, and their barakat is permanently there. And when we are there, we can get all that barakat if we pay attention and we have the proper respect for the Kaaba Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala has kept great, great goodness in the Kaaba for all of us. And every Nabi has made the Hajj of the Kaaba Sharif, which is not of Baytul Muqaddas or any other place. This is only and only for the Kaaba. And also the very first building that was in the world was the Kaaba Sharif. It is just like, perhaps a few people can remember, when in the apartheid government, the white government of before, and they had made the separate development, so all separate places for Indians separate, white separately, etc. Many towns where the Indians got their places, Muslims were there, and many people said the first thing we must build is the house of Allah. Before we build our own houses, we must build the house of Allah. And those who do that, all that barakat also they get. So when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came, the first thing that he built before his own house also, he built the house of Allah Ta'ala, the Kaaba Sharif. And the barakat we can see till today, what barakat Allah has kept, years and years have passed. We know well that Abraha came with his army to destroy the Kaaba. He got completely destroyed. by a small creation of Allah Ta'ala, Allah had sent that small birds, and not the bird destroyed him, just from the beak of the bird, which the beak is very small compared to the whole bird, and then not the beak, but the small stones, pebbles that were in that beak. There's that one small pebbles destroyed that whole army of Abraha. He came with his huge army of elephants, etc., but all of them got destroyed. So we must never be unmindful of the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And also on the other hand, remember that this Kaaba Sharif, how Allah has protected it through all the times. How many thousands of years have passed, it is protected, all its barakat are also protected. And then further, Allah Ta'ala has kept not only the spiritual barakat of Kaaba Sharif, but even the physical of the dunya's things also Allah Ta'ala has kept. Allah says, يُجْبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. The fruits of everything gets pulled and drawn towards Kaaba Sharif. Makkah Sharif is that one place where you'll get the fruit of the whole world, season or out of season. Because all the fruit of the world is imported there. So a person, perhaps in your country, it's not mango season. But you'll go to Makkah Sharif, throughout the year you'll get mangoes. From the countries where the different seasons the mangoes are, they will be brought there. You will get oranges throughout the year, everything. So the fruit also, vegetable also. And also, in today's times, all the types of electronics and all the types of the gadgets, the top range you will get in Makkah Sharif. It is all drawn, the things of the world Allah has made, it is drawn there. Though Makkah Sharif itself is a desert area where nothing grows, but Allah made it so that everything of the world comes there without them having to grow anything also. So Allah has put all those barakat also there. So all types of barakat and goodness Allah Ta'ala has put at the Kaaba Sharif. And it is for us just to take the benefit of it. It is like you are invited for a meal, so you don't have to go and cook. You don't have to go and buy rice and meat and cook it. It's ready for you to eat. Just like that, Allah Ta'ala has made all the barakat at Kaaba Sharif ready for us. For us it is just to eat it now, to consume it, to take its benefits. But unfortunately that much also we don't do. It is like a person that two friends were traveling, and it was meal time. So the one told the other one, I will go and buy the ingredients, the rice, meat, etc. You get the firewood and you make the fire. So he said, I'm very, very tired. I won't be able to manage. So anyway, the other friend bought all the things, and then when he came, he went and bring the firewood. So he told his friend, you wash the rice, you clean the vegetables, while I make the fire. He said, I'm very tired, I won't be able to manage that also. So that also he did, he cooked, finished. So he said, the food is ready, lay out the dastakhan now, and put the plates. He said, I'm very tired, I won't manage that also. So the other friend did that also. Then he called him, now come and eat. So he said, I've refused you so many things, I feel shy now to refuse you, that I must now have to say I'm tired. Now I'm ready to come and eat. So at least he came and eat. But we even not doing that. Kaaba Sharif with all its barakat are ready, we just have to go and eat it, so to say, get the benefits. And we can get the benefits when we go to the Kaaba. And we can get the benefits while we are here, far away from the Kaaba. From around the world we can get the benefit, but still we are not taking the benefit. We are even more lazy than that friend who refused everything, but eating time he went and eat. We not even now eating time, everything is ready for us, but we still not eating also. So Allah give us tawfiq to take the full benefit of the Kaaba, and while we are in this worldly life is the time to benefit. Once our eyes close, then we won't be able to benefit. Then we will be put in the qabr, inshallah, with our face facing towards the qibla, our chest. But if our iman was not in order, before they throw the sand on our body will turn away from the qibla. Let us take the benefit of the qibla in this worldly life, then after we die we will also get the benefits of the qibla and the great advantage of it. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.